Iran's new Hormuz transit rules. The Strait of Hormuz, a crucial waterway connecting the Gulf to the open sea, has been reopened after a ceasefire accord was agreed in Lebanon. However, all ships must now navigate through the strait with coordination from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, according to a senior Iranian official. This new requirement aims to ensure the safety of shipping and prevent any potential security threats. The agreement comes as tensions between Iran and the U.S. have been easing in recent months. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi recently wrote on X that the strait was open after the ceasefire accord, while U.S. President Donald Trump expressed his optimism about a deal to end the Iran war soon. However, the timing of this potential deal remains unclear. The Iranian official stated that transits through the strait would be restricted to lanes deemed safe by Iran and that military vessels were still prohibited from crossing. It is not immediately clear whether this includes or excludes the established Traffic Separation Scheme, TSS, lanes for entering and exiting the Gulf, which have been used by international shipping since the 1970s. Despite the new requirements, certain routes through Hormuz would remain open, according to the official. However, these routes would need to be determined as secure by Iran before navigation could take place. The IRGC would provide authorization for safe passage and coordination with Iran's ports and maritime organization to ensure the safety of shipping. The shipping industry is reviewing the situation and verifying compliance with freedom of navigation for all merchant vessels. Arsenio Dominguez, Secretary General of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, stated that they are currently assessing the recent announcement in terms of its impact on secure passage. The implications of these new rules are significant for global shipping and international trade. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical waterway that connects the Gulf to the open sea, and any disruptions could have far-reaching consequences for the global economy. Shipping companies and industry associations will need to adapt to these new requirements, ensuring compliance with Iranian regulations while maintaining the safety of their vessels and crews. This may involve additional planning and coordination with Iranian authorities. The recent announcement by Iran highlights the ongoing importance of diplomacy in resolving conflicts and ensuring the security of international trade routes. As tensions between nations continue to ebb and flow, it is essential for all parties involved to engage in constructive dialogue and seek mutually beneficial solutions. Ultimately, the success of these new rules will depend on effective coordination and communication between Iranian authorities and the shipping industry. By working together, we can ensure the safe and secure passage of vessels through the Strait of Hormuz and maintain the stability of global trade routes. Furthermore, it is essential to note that the IRGC's involvement in navigation and security measures raises questions about the potential for military intervention or coercion. The international community must remain vigilant and monitor developments closely to ensure that these new rules are enforced fairly and without prejudice. In conclusion, the recent announcement by Iran has significant implications for global shipping and the security of international trade routes. As we move forward, it is crucial to prioritize cooperation, transparency, and mutual understanding between nations to maintain the stability and safety of our global maritime networks.